Okay, welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon here in America, and Tuesday evening in Ireland, Scotland, the UK, and even Poland, where my guest is from, and was born and raised there, and lived in Toronto, Canada for a few years. But I want to welcome back Pavel Gorniak to the show again.
And thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, he's pleasure to be back. He's going to blast our ears with all kinds of good European information. So welcome back again, Damon. Pavel. Pavel Damon Gorniak.
Yes. Yeah, both are good. Although that's my baptismal name, Damon. So, you know, I no longer affiliate myself with church, so.
Sure.
If you know, Damon, that actually works better.
Well, that's okay. You called me a couple of days ago and said you'd like to come back on. You switched your hours around, and you're not going to be on the train on your way home from work. So yeah. You said you'd be home, so I thought we could talk for 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's good enough for me, you know. So just get my little tidbit in. I don't have enough material. I don't have time to get that material across. It's not enough for me. But this time I wanted to come on to specifically talk about the whole COVID-19 thing.
COVID-19.
The way it's shaping up here. Yeah, COVID, yes. COVID, whatever.
That's exactly right. COVID.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a huge scam. Okay, so basically, as a overall situation, obviously it's been going on since March down here, or I guess in Europe in general. We had the way it started. We had one person out somewhere in some small town in Lower Silesia, close to the German border. There was one gentleman who I think survived, but somehow he spread across the whole country, and there was, you know, cases popping up all over the country. And, you know, media were obviously making a huge deal out of a couple hundred people who were infected, but all of them survived, not one death, except for a couple of people who were over 90 years old who died. So, you know, so that was really frustrating. I basically abandoned the mask, you know, for obvious reasons. Started on Saturday. Yeah. We went into the yellow zone. What the yellow zone is restrictions and more pressure to wear the mask.
Well, you was telling me about that a couple of days ago. You mentioned the yellow zone, but, do they have like green, yellow, and red or What's the deal?
It's not traffic lights. No, it's not traffic lights. It's more along the lines of the yellow zone being where sporting events or, you know, social gatherings can only be up 25% capacity. You know, like stadiums or concert halls or whatever. You have to wear a mask everywhere. That's the red zone. The yellow zone, sorry, is 50% capacity. It can only be filled. Red zone's 25. Mandatory mask in both zones. Clubs and bars only till 10 p.m. But none of this is legal.
No.
The mask thing, the restrictions, the lockdowns, the quarantine, none of that is legal. None of it. So, because according to Polish law, it has to be at least 12% death rate in order to be considered a pandemic. So we got a 38 million population here. So that would, you can do the math yourself, how much, 12% is of 38 million. So it's just unreal, and since the yellow zone started on Saturday, magically, this was already it's already predetermined. They were saying, we're gonna have a second wave in October, starting October. And what do you get, on the beginning of October, basically? You get, the yellow zone, plus you got 5,000 deaths. There was 3,000 yesterday, apparently, 3,000 deaths yesterday, 5,000 infected today or something like that. You know, and all they talk about is COVID. They didn't even call it Corona anymore because Corona is not as catchy. COVID, and people already by now found out that coronavirus is actually a whole grouping of
it's a cold.
Infectious diseases.
It's a common cold. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, are you? I mean, about an hour ago, I passed you that little thing that had on what John Rappaport has reported on, that nobody on this earth, no scientist, no virologist, no immunologist, no pathologist, whatever, nobody, not even Ren 1010 has isolated this alleged virus. Nobody has. It takes quite a while to scientifically isolate this, and nobody has done it, but yet they're going to come out with a vaccine in a record time. It normally takes between 7 to 12 to 13 years to produce a virus. To produce a vaccine for a virus, and it has taken even up to 20 years to produce a vaccine. But they have plans on doing it within 8 months, though. You know, I mean, do you tell people over there in Poland and other parts of Europe?
You know what? Actually, who wants to listen, listens. Who doesn't want to listen, they'll call you a liar. They'll call you uninformed. They'll call you, you know, conspiracy theorists. They'll put you down. They'll insult you. Basically, you know, what happens every time they want to, you know, divide and conquer the population. And Polish people, I guess, are, you know, easy to manipulate as far as that's concerned. As long as you give them, simple catchphrases, like solidarity, constitution, freedom, you know, they'll swallow it like hot pie. They'll swallow it. So it's really hard for me to get the message across. Whoever is awoke is trying to communicate, but I'm just sick of it. You know, I've had people put me down, you know, just straight up lie to me. You know, a friend of mine was an ambulance driver. You know, he was telling me about how dangerous this COVID thing is, and yet he walks around the town with no mask on. So it's like,
yes, what? Yes.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I respect.
And he doesn't have a suit on, and he doesn't have gloves on either, does he? Yeah,
he just walks out normal. We just talked the other day on Saturday. On Saturday we went out for a beer, you know, he was just sitting normal, talking amongst a crowd of friends or whatever, strangers, and like this, you know, and he's telling me all this stuff about how this thing is really dangerous. I'm like, what? So it's, I guess, everybody in the medical and military fractions are in it, and those factions they're all in on it because I guess they're getting some kind of, you know, cash for whatever they're, you know, spreading, whatever propaganda they're spreading. So it's bad. You know, if you can't get regular people who just work for the in those specific branches, if you can't get them to, you know, spill the truth, then it's hard to get across, because obviously people, regular people like us, who don't work in the medical, in the medical branch, they will, you know, they're like, listen, okay, well, he's an ambulance driver. He's a doctor, so he knows better. You know nothing.
yes. I've gotten that from family members and friends too. Have you ever gotten the phrase, well, the government and the media would never lie to us?
I've got something along those lines.
Well, I have. Mm-hmm. I have too. I've gotten people say that to me.
It's still, you know, for whatever it's worth, it's still illegal to enforce the masks, the lockdowns, and everything, but people are just scared because, you know, they're scared of the fines, even though they can refuse to accept a ticket from a police officer. And one time, actually, well, one time.
That's just an invitation for a contract.
Yeah. So it's not if I ever, you know, cop walks up to me, you know, and I know it's still illegal, and he tries to give me a ticket, I'll just refuse it. You know, I won't accept it. You know,
yes.
And I won't get into discussions with him why I'm not accepting, because if I start discussing law with him, then he's gonna, you know, start, you know, ramming off, you know, many other things that I did illegally, you know. So
yeah,
you just better just say I'm refusing this ticket. Okay, you can write my, you know, info down or whatever. Because I can't refuse that. If he asks for my ID, I have to show it to him.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
It's not that way over here.
You know, if you don't show your ID and start walking away, that's
Not that way over
running
here.
Away.
It's not that way over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, here it is. We have to present ID. Well, we have to.
That's
they can note you down, you know, that's whatever. I'm thinking
that's still probably remnants of the communist Russian influence there.
It still is. You're right. They used to do that, just stop people on the street.
Yeah.
You know. Now they don't have to stop you for no reason. They have to have anything, you know.
So. They used to just say, you know, you're going to show us your ID, otherwise we're going to beat the crap out of you. But
well, they're going to first take you to the station, then they'll beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, they used to do it on the street, you know, but now they didn't do it as often. You know, but now, you know, if they want to kick your ass, they'll just take you down to the station and kick your ass there. So it's not America where they kick your ass on the street.
Right when everybody's filming. Yes.
Yeah. So you know, it's WWE, you know, but the cheap version,
yeah,
I guess.
I interrupted you about a minute ago. You were going to say something else, but do you remember what you were going to say? Or?
No, it's probably I think was referring to, you know, accepting the tickets or whatever. A cop stopped me because I couldn't breathe with the mask on. I honestly cannot breathe with those masks on. I have to take it off every once in a while.
Yeah.
If I do go to a store and I have to catch a few breaths, put it back on. After about a minute, I have to take it back off, breathe again, put it back on. So anyway, a cop stopped me and tried to intimidate. Basically, two cops pulled me over out of the subway station. You know, like I walked out, you know, and they're like, hey, excuse me, can you come over here, sir? I'm like, okay, fine, you know. They basically, you know, they tried to intimidate me by standing really close to me as I was standing by the wall. But I didn't budge. I just stood my ground, you know, and they're like, why aren't you wearing your mask? The guy said that the lady police officer, they didn't say anything pretty much the whole time. You know, the guy's asking me, I'm like, because I can't breathe in it, you know?
That's right.
And
that's
I had an exchange with the cop, like a polite exchange, like a normal exchange. And then the lady officer tried to, you know, tried to spark me. And she said, just calm down. I ignored her. I just looked at her and I kept talking with the gentleman. I kept talking with him. And basically ended like this. And I'm not kidding you. You can quote me on this. He said, I told him, I don't believe this whole charade. And he said quietly to me, you know what? Neither do I, but this is my job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, so, the stormtroopers, when they were taking people off to the camps, they were just saying that this is just my job still. I mean, that's what they were saying. Yeah. And all of the police here in America and all over the world for that fact, you know, when they're beating you and you try to take them to court and they say, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just following orders. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I know.
You know, like,
so, you know, I understand from his point of view because he needs the job because he's got bills to pay. He's probably got a family or whatever. So I kind of understand, you know. So he basically said, okay, well, I'm not going to do anything. Just reminding you that you should wear, you know, if you can't breathe in a mask, put on one of those, I guess, welder's mask, whatever the hell you call those things. Those fucking things are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'll never put one of those things on. Never.
Yeah. Please watch the language.
It's just embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. I was never. Oh, right. Sorry. Right. You know, it's,
I know.
It's just embarrassing to put one of those things on.
Oh, it is. I mean, I don't.
No, it's just,
I don't have a clue what's going to happen here in America, but I have seen businesses, restaurants, and stores that are not really pushing it hard anymore like they were early. So our governors of the states over here, they still have these draconian rules and policies I think for the most part a lot of people are trying to do a little bit of research, and I think a lot of people are realizing that there's something wrong, and now that they're having a lot more time off of work and that they're starting to research a little bit, and I think maybe some people are starting to come to the realization that this is a scam.
Yeah. Well, I think majority of people believe it's a scam. They just don't want to get a ticket, and they don't know enough about their rights to refuse a ticket. I mean, actually, here the deal is that if you don't accept a ticket, then you get a court order. And the judge basically throws out the court order because there's just too many people refusing these tickets.
Them. There's a lot of people that have learned ways around that kind of a thing. You know, you get a ticket in the mail, or you get whatever the case you just mentioned there a minute ago. A lot of people will send it back, return to sender. I do not recognize your intent. I do not have a contract with you. I do not have a treaty with you. I'm not going to contract with you, and I'm not going to accept your terms with that type of a thing. I heard you say just a few minutes ago that in Poland you have to show your ID. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty positive that the Polish police and the government can lie to you like they can all over the world. They can lie to people in Ireland and America, Canada. They can lie to you to trick you up. So I kind of wonder if that might be the case over there in Poland too.
Well, as far as that's concerned, from what I know, but it is, they have a right to, just note you down for whatever reason. Whether they have to give you a reason, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure, but I think that's the way it is. They have to, once they stop you, you have the right to ask them, why am I being, detained or stopped or whatever, and they have to tell you, and if you disagree, pass them your info and just walk away.
Well, so
that's
the first
that's the
thing
way I'm thinking.
The first thing is, don't even talk to them. don't even answer their questions. There's a phrase out there that a lot of people have been using for quite a few years when they get pulled over in their cars or stopped when they're walking down the sidewalk or the street or whatever the case is, and they'll just tell the police officer, "I don't answer questions." And, they can ask you all kinds of questions. Well, like I said, over here, you don't have to answer any. It's their burden of proof to prove who you are, not yours. You don't have to incriminate yourself. The Fifth Amendment here in America, that provides that proof.
Okay. Well, actually, your birth certificate is your, your contract with the government.
Do you carry that around with you?
My birth certificate?
Yeah.
No.
Well, neither do I.
I don't.
Neither do I.
Unfortunately, I wasn't born in a forest, in a shack, so.
Yeah.
So basically, I had to be registered. It wasn't my choice. If I knew.
No, it wasn't your choice, but it is your choice now.
Well, yeah, it's,
you didn't give your parents permission to do that to you.
No,
that's how you
can
get out of that.
I'm going back in.
Are you?
Whether I'm vaccinated or not, I'm going back in.
Yeah. You mean somebody didn't, somebody that didn't go out into the woods and kick a stone over and find you?
No, I was hoping that would be the case, but no. I think I was born in a hospital or something like that, or some bourgeois thing like that. So it's really messed up the way it is, you know, which is why, you know, like, just picture this, you know, when a loved one dies, like a grandfather or whatever, you know, and the family's grieving, you know, they're, you know, heartbroken, you know, and you got to do all this legal stuff, like this, you know, I guess, in quotation marks, legal stuff to let the loved one pass along, because without, you know, the legal stuff, he's going to be stuck on earth in limbo or whatever. You know, you can't even bury a loved one, you know, when you're broken down, because you just have to do all this legal garbage, you know. It's you know, you're a slave no matter how you put it. It's just a matter of what kind of prison you're sitting in, maximum security or whatever, you know. It's, you know, these masks are maximum security prison. That's the way I see it. These masks, these quarantines for healthy people in their own home. I mean, you get quarantined in their own home. How is that? How is that? You know, it should be in a medical facility, shouldn't it?
Around my area, there are high school cross-country teams, girls and boys. They go out on the roads and train, jog all up and down the roads.
Yeah.
I seen yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. Yesterday was Monday. No, it was Sunday. I'm sorry. Sunday, I seen one girl in a pack of about four or five girls running along. Running alongside of the road, and one girl had a mask on.
Wow.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was wearing a mask for 2 days straight, even though she doesn't believe in this mask, but she had to work, because she had to do some shopping for her restaurant or whatever, you know, and she checked in the mirror one day, and she had these marks. Just along her, just above her cheek.
Uh-huh.
So her cheek lines right where the mask, you know, cover her face. She had some kind of, you know, like some kind of crap spread all over, you know. It's obviously it was from the mask, obviously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't mention that. They don't mention stuff like that.
Well, they can't. You
know, like me, I can't breathe. She got some kind of infection from that mask.
Well, that's called.
They don't mention that.
That's called hypoxia. That's what that's called.
Oh, right. Okay. I got to know. But yeah, see, like these doctors who apparently are pushing those stuff, they don't mention things like that. Like, if I mention to a buddy doctor of mine,
well,
and I tell him, you know, that, and he'd be like, no, that's not true. That's not from the mask. You know, it's,
yeah.
But whatever.
They can't.
Know, I understand.
They can't.
Yeah.
They have to keep this lie going.
Yeah, they have to.
They, well, pretty much for quite a while now, as far as medical students go, they're taught, well, a lot of students, all students are taught not to question your teachers or your professors or whatever the case is. You know, they're just taught not to question it. I'm telling you this, and this is the truth, and you're not supposed to question it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the father of modern medicine, I guess. So, father of medicine, Hippocrates, Hippocrates or something?
Hippocrates?
Yeah, he was the father of medicine. That's what they call him, the father of medicine. You know, he said, one of his quotes was, medicine should always be for free for everyone.
Always
be free for everyone,
yes.
You know? Yeah. And you know, so when these medical students finish, you know, their university, their prestigious university, the moment that they get a job as a doctor in a hospital or, you know, in a Mayo Clinic, right there they've broken the first rule, the first mega commandment of medicine.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
You know, so their whole medical ethics thing goes out the window.
Yeah.
Right out the window. And in the I think the 17th century, Paracelsus, it was a nickname, you know, that Swiss doctor gave himself. He decided to spend his entire life researching the entire planet, collecting mildew off of rocks, collecting every plant, every flower, every leaf, everything, because he believes, since this is Mother Earth, that she heals her children, doesn't all of us and all the animals, through stuff that she puts out herself, plants, everything. So he studied everything on Earth, everything, for its medical, values. Yeah. A Swiss doctor in the 16th century or 17th century. Yeah. So, yes, it is. And the Rothschilds obviously got their hand on that book, which he wrote, and they decided to do something about it in 1912 and, wage a war against natural medicine.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Damon, so I do hate to cut you off, but I do have another guest coming on in about 5 minutes here, and I do want to take a short break before that.
Well, I think we got a pretty good segment for whatever I wanted to get across, especially the last part about medicine should be for free always.
Yeah. You got your rant in there.
Sorry?
See, you got your rant in there.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like Dennis Miller, but it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. All right. So I'll be scampering off now. Thank you again. And if I get another, another shining moment, I'll let you know. So you I get can another get on and rant again.
You get another rant. Yeah, we can do it again.
All right then. Take care of yourself, Phil Roberts, and take care.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Back to you.
Okay, I will be back in about 4 minutes with Ron Stevens. We will continue a little bit, just right about the time he's supposed to be here. So be right back in a few minutes, everyone.